This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
John Ziegler is here, co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. I bet you have opinions about Bill O'Reilly, none of which are maybe popular. How are you, John?
I'm all right. I actually was a guest on his show in studio back in the height of the Fox News Channel days, and I've been on a lot of television shows. I mean, The View, The Today Show with Matt Lauer in primetime. But that was an interesting experience because back in those days, it was like an audience with the Pope. I mean, that's literally what it felt like. It felt like an audience with the Pope.
I never know exactly. I get along with Bill okay, but sometimes I get crabby, you know, Bill. So it's not always consistent, although people might say that about me, too.
I get the same complaint.
Yes, John, we have that in common, don't we? Before we get into some stuff here, I have to talk about one of your tweets because this is quite stark when you look at the visuals here. So I just got off with our great sports contributor from KSDK here in St. Louis, Frank Cusimano. We were talking some NFL football. I'm a huge fan. You know that. We were talking about the Matt Prater angle, but you said, and you put this picture up, did you know, because Matt Prater is 41. He's the guy that kicked the winning field goal for the Bills last night. Did you know that Tom Brady is 48, which is the same age George Blanda was when he retired in 1976 as the oldest player in NFL history? But you put pictures side by side. You have George Blanda, who I remember when I was a kid, and Tom Brady. And George Blanda looks like he's like 80. He doesn't look like he's 48, right?
And Tom Brady looks like he's 32.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
No, I love that tweet. I'm glad you enjoyed it because the picture of Blanda, and by the way, they're both the same age in the picture, 48 years old, really tells you an awful lot about where we are in this day and age. I said it to a female friend of mine who's a former television anchor woman who also looks very young for her age, and she said, well, the thing is that both Brady and I are taking PEDs for pushing back aging. And then she suggested Blanda might have been on steroids. I said, I don't think he was on steroids. I think he was on cigarettes.
Yeah, that's probably true. Back then, for sure. That's amazing. Yeah, we've changed. You know, these guys, it's so funny because they all have, you know, chefs and nutritionists and all these people. I mean, I wish I had some of that. But these guys in the 70s and even in the 80s and 90s, they didn't have anywhere near any of this stuff.
No, it is amazing. And people have done lots of pictorials about, if you look back at like the Golden Girls or Archie Bunker, those shows, and how old those actors were. We think of them as ancient, and they weren't really that old at the time. So I guess things are in some ways getting a little bit better, at least when it comes to how we look at certain ages. But I find that juxtaposition.
So. As someone who's entered into the era that begins with a six, I
oh.
hope. Are you there? You're not there yet in the sixes?
I'm close.
Oh, man.
I'm all too close.
I don't like
all
it.
Too close.
Don't like it at all. All right, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I didn't spend a lot of time on this last week, but I find this interesting. It's a little in the weeds and as a bit of a, you know, undercurrent in the media you right now, but John, you do a podcast called The Death of Journalism. I am a big fan of Barry Weiss and what she's done at the Free Press. It looks as if maybe the keys to the CBS newsroom might be handed over to Barry Weiss. They're going to acquire the Free Press and maybe give her some editorial leadership. What do you make of all this? It seems like it's more than a rumor, right?
Yeah, well, it is apparently not official yet, and I'm always very skeptical of anything that gets reported when it's on the 1 yard line, especially something as shocking as this would be within media circles, because to me, anything this shocking generally has to happen before it gets put out there as a trial balloon, because if it's a trial balloon, someone's going to try to shoot it down.
Yeah.
And that there are people at CBS News who definitely want to shoot this down, and I'm wondering whether or not that's why it got leaked before it was a done deal. So I'm not 1,000% sure it's going to happen, but it certainly looks as if it's going to happen. It's been reported as if it's essentially a done deal. And, you know, congratulations to Barry Weiss, because, I mean, this is the most successful liberal media firing, other than maybe Shane Gillis from Saturday Night Live, that I could possibly think of. I mean, she was tossed out of the New York Times a few years ago. It looked like her career might be over. She changed her branding. You know, she's a liberal, like almost everybody else that works for the New York Times, but she's a rational, common sense liberal who was willing to go against the conventional wisdom on COVID. I'm sure that's where she caught your attention. I know that's where she caught mine. And you know, she went on Bill Maher's show, and she was the first member of the liberal media establishment to really stand up and say, what the hell are we doing here? And I think she got a lot of street cred among moderates and maybe conservatives because of that. And now we're living in this world where Paramount is clearly afraid of being seen as too far to the left, other than South Park, which apparently is allowed to do whatever they want.
For $1.5 billion, by the way.
Right.
Secured the rights there.
Stephen Colbert is getting fired, and 60 Minutes, you know, is settling with Donald Trump, and you know, they're under attack for what has been an extreme left wing bias for decades. This would be a fascinating hire if it happens. I'm amazed at the valuations. Are you as stunned as I am that apparently they were going to buy the Free Press for $100 to $200 million in this environment? How could the Free Press possibly be worth that much?
Well, they don't even really have many. They have trouble with ads, so it's paid subscription. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me when they're throwing around numbers like that. You know, so some of this may not eventually come together. But look, if something like that would happen, that would be a potentially transformational media story of enormous proportions, right? Enormous proportions.
Huge, except for the fact that we may be living in a world where none of this really matters that much anymore. But if you have not accepted that reality, and I'm not 100% sure we're, you know, totally there yet, where ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN don't matter at all. I still think they matter some. They clearly, from the 2024 election results, don't matter as much as they used to. That's for damn sure. But to the extent that the mainstream legacy news media still matters, this really would be massive, because this is someone who, first of all, while she's a liberal, she's clearly not a liberal by woke standards, and she's willing to go up against convention. And she's not afraid. I mean, she just did a great interview with Comey Barrett from the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, she's not afraid of engaging with the right, respecting the right, and it's really about as mainstream down the road kind of media personality as you can possibly imagine in this day and age, which is really difficult to do in the age of Trump. So while she's not perfect, I think it would be a great choice for CBS. I'm just confused by the valuations, and I'm a little bit hesitant about the fact whether or not this might be a trial balloon for someone some of the liberals within CBS News to shoot it down, because they will be terrified if in fact this happens.
I would be shocked if it does happen, just because it's such a big potential transformation. So we'll have to see. But look, they're not afraid to go after Trump at the Free Press. It's a little bit of a different model because they don't have daily reporting like a lot of the other sites. I mean, sometimes they do, but there's stories that sit up there on the website in prominent positions for, you know, sometimes several days or a week. They just don't have the staff that a lot of folks have. But the reporting that I've seen, that I've highlighted on the show on a regular basis, is pretty darn thorough and fair. And they go in areas of journalism, John, that, you know, you criticize this on the podcast all the time, that a lot of these legacy media outlets just won't even touch.
partially because the business model doesn't provide any incentive structure for it, which is why I'm dubious about the valuations of the free press. The reality is, we've seen this with the News Nation television network, which has tried really hard, sometimes very successfully, of being down the middle. Being down the middle in any era of fragmentation, but especially in the Trump era, is almost impossible from a financial standpoint, because you're going to piss off half your audience in almost anything you do. I mean, because the only people that are consuming news at an extraordinary clip, an extreme clip that will keep an outlet like that in business, already have a strong opinion. Otherwise, they wouldn't be news junkies. And so the number of people like me who is, you know, trying to call balls and strikes on Trump and doesn't care whether or not they offend anybody is, you know, you can put it in a phone
minuscule,
booth.
Yes.
Minuscule. Right. I mean, they don't exist in the media landscape, and it's certainly not a viable economic model. And so, you know, if they were all to do it, you know, if ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN were all to do it, then I think there would be significance in that, because we would get back to some semblance of rationality instead of having left the gravitational pull of the rational earth, which we did a long time ago, I believe, and may probably never get back to that.
John Ziegler is with us this afternoon. He is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. A couple other topics I'm very curious about your opinion on. I never got caught up in, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to actual people who were abused sexually in the Jeffrey Epstein situation, but it was never one of those things where I'm clamoring for the release of the report and I'm doing this. And I've been a little confused by some of the MAGA attention on this. Where is that story right now, and what's going on with all this, John?
Well, Mark, I'm about to tell you and your listeners something they probably have not heard from anywhere else, because nobody has the self-interest to actually tell the truth of what transpired here. And I'm going to try to cut this down as quickly as I possibly can, because I'm sure you don't have that much time. Jeffrey Epstein was a serial sexual abuser. A lot of his victims were hired workers. That doesn't mitigate it. That's just a reality of the context of the situation. I believe with 100% certainty he killed himself in prison because he knew he was guilty and his life of luxury was over. In the aftermath of that event and people creating this mythology that he was murdered in a federal prison with no suspect for who did it, which is an absolute impossibility and would require one of the largest, most nonsensical conspiracies I've ever heard of in my life, spanning two different presidential administrations, in a third now with Trump and a different attorney general. Because it was misperceived that he was murdered, this opened the floodgates for a narrative that is both nonsensical and not backed up by evidence. But it resulted in the conviction of Ghislaine Maxwell in a trial that I think was an abomination from a due process perspective. She got completely railroaded. I don't know if she was guilty or not, but she was not. Her conviction was an embarrassment to our judicial system. I don't believe Prince Andrew was ever guilty of what he was accused of, and the royal family paid off that accuser. That accuser, no one will tell you in the media, has massive credibility problems. She made an allegation against Alan Dershowitz on multiple occasions that she had to retract because it was a total fabrication. Her credibility problems were enormous even before she lied about getting in a bus accident and then killed herself a couple of weeks later. And she is a huge part of this entire story. Donald Trump is actually right on this. The mass majority of this narrative is a hoax. But the irony is his own supporters have helped create it. And here's the last thing I'll say
on
this.
That's what's crazy about it. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's the most important thing from a media angle. This is a story that through a perfect storm of circumstances has an enormous audience in search of facts or a narrative to back up their fairy tale. And when they didn't get it, when the second Trump administration began, they had an absolute fit. They had a temper tantrum. And so now everyone is desperately trying to give these people who got duped into believing this grand conspiracy something to save face on. And it's an absolute embarrassment to every outlet of the news media, almost everyone in politics. And here I am, a Trump critic. And frankly, the only person talking any sense on this story is probably Donald Trump.
Yeah, there's
and
a guy.
He knew Maxwell and he knew Epstein.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he understands this case, I think, probably better than anybody else.
There's a guy out there, and I don't know him. He was a guest on Thursday because I started seeing some of his stuff online. His name is Michael Tracy. He's got a fair amount of followers.
I interviewed him today. Yeah. He's on my podcast later this week.
Yeah, so he was on because his perspective, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because he was talking about how these victims have been painted as victims when there's a lot more to the story.
There's a ton more to the story. Some of the people that spoke at that press conference last week have absolutely no business being referred to as victims.
Exactly.
None. And that's, by the way, coming from someone who is willing totally to accept the idea that Epstein was guilty as hell, which is why he killed himself.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for speaking sense. I knew you would on that story. I'm guessing you might have mixed feelings on RFK Jr., just because, look, I think some of his stuff is a little out there. I like the fact that we're focusing on some things that we should be focusing in on. That hearing was just kind of a joke because they're all shouting over one another. But what did you make of that last week?
I had no one to root for. I hated almost everybody in the story. I hate the CDC. I hate the Democrats in the Senate that were grandstanding on behalf of a vaccine that did not work. I don't like RFK Jr. because I think he's a nut job. Here's a guy who was a heroin addict for an extended period of time. His first wife killed herself. He claims that he had his brain eaten by worms. He was totally wrong when he claimed to have knowledge that his uncle and his father were killed by the United States government, which files have been released there. There's absolutely not a shred of evidence or logic to support that. I think he is extreme on the vaccine issue, but I think he's mostly right about COVID.
I know. There again, right? You have to say, but he's right about that stuff.
He gave a tremendous contrarian an evaluation of what really transpired during COVID and the COVID panic. And I even tweeted out, boy, I wish there was somebody, anybody else than RFK Jr. that was making this case because of all the baggage that he has. And, is it better that someone is doing it? I mean, I guess so. I wish they could at least be understood and could speak properly. And I wish they didn't have all the other baggage issues I just mentioned, but I guess, something's better than nothing.
John, I might be off on the math, and I think I might have sent you a message about one of these stories, but I'm pretty sure that there were 5 out of the last 7 days where the LA Times on the front page of their website was talking about COVID and even masking up because of a spike. And then if you go down like 8 paragraphs in the story, they finally tell you that the numbers of people in the hospital right now in Los Angeles area, Los Angeles County, is fewer than last summer at this time, and the death numbers are down, but they still are out there 5 years later trying to scare the hell out of people on COVID.
See, I don't think they're trying to, I would like to believe that they're not really trying to scare people. They're trying to save face for what they did. I think that's really what it is. And frankly, I actually think that's a large part of what the vaccines were about. I think liberals just needed the vaccine as an excuse for them to get back to normal because they had crapped their pants for the previous 2 years and didn't want to have to admit that. So it didn't even matter that the vaccines didn't work. The vaccines were an excuse. Oh, now, you know, Trump's gone and we have a vaccine, so now it's okay to do exactly what we should have been doing all along, which was live life normally. That's my contrarian view of what happened with the vaccine.
Well, I always appreciate your contrarian views. You know that. That's why I'm a fan. John Ziegler, awesome to have you on. I hope all is well. First NFL weekend was pretty entertaining. We'll see where it takes us from there.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.